This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Well, folks, it has been a weekend, let me tell you. I'm going to get to you some information in which maybe you don't have it. And by the way, I want to also give you a referral. I want to point a finger to a documentary that you might want to see. I went to see it yesterday. Hillary Clinton's America by Dinesh D'Souza. And I'll give you some highlights on that in just a couple moments here. But before we get to that, folks, I want to let you know that if you want to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also check us out on our Facebook account, which interacts with these other two pages, which is Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E, as well as my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean one on my Twitter account as well. Folks, I also wanted to let you know you can give us a call at any time over the next 45 minutes. That would be after the first segment, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. And if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We say true that. Again, let me remind you what that's all about. People are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Hosea 4:6, we're giving you the knowledge. And David prayed rightly, Lord, take my feet out of my miry clay and put my feet upon the rock and establish my going. That's the end aim here. That is the objective of the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. As a matter of fact, in 1772, the Sons of Liberty was a committee that was brought together to enlighten the 13 colonies as to what the criminal, the tyrant across the sea, was continuously doing to them. So they were a light in a dark place, and they did their job. They were a city set on a hill, and that's exactly what we're again doing here on the Sons of Liberty Radio, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Want to jump over to sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com and highlight some of the things that are going on across your country right now. It was just posted a couple minutes ago on sonsoflibertymedia.com, an undercover video where Hillary Clinton, her delegates, explain her deceptive propaganda to ban guns. Folks, here you have again, listen to me carefully. You have a criminal committing crimes against we the people. America, let me lay to your candor. Why do you tolerate the crimes of the likes of the Clintons? You know all the well as to who they are and what they're about. Furthermore, just yesterday we were watching the genocide in Rwanda. It was a true story told of what took place back in the 90s. And guess who just happened to be the president of the United States of America? And keep in mind, folks, over in Rwanda, as well as in Haiti, during an earthquake out there, were being used by the Clintons to raise millions and millions of dollars in which they never received, which in fact did go into the Clinton Foundation to fund what she's doing today to deceive the people furthermore. So again, what happens here, friends, either you deal with the criminal or the criminal's going to deal with you. That's just how it is. There is no in-betweenites. Just wanted to let you know that. Also wanted to let you know that during that genocide in Rwanda back in the 90s, keep in mind it was the administration under the Clintons, folks, that acknowledged in part it was a genocide. There was over 1 million people that were slaughtered in Rwanda. And it was under Clinton's administration where they knew it was a genocide, but they brought absolutely zero help to the people in Rwanda to stop those people that were made a prey before their enemies. Zero help came in, folks. So again, here we have the Clintons all the way through and through. And let me just jump over to what I took myself to and my son to yesterday, the one that produces the radio show here on sonsoflibertyradio.com. He's a 12-year-old, but he's got enough common sense to know what's going on in this country. It's amazing how smart children really are and young men really are. But we went to Hillary's America, Dinesh D'Souza. And it was interesting because the first one that he did on Barack Hussein Obama sometime back, it was really tame. It seemed like a lot of stuff that he was doing was just scratching the surface. I wasn't impressed at all. But it was interesting to note the difference of an attitude concerning Dinesh D'Souza this time around concerning Hillary Clinton. Because, in fact, you do remember that when Dinesh D'Souza actually called out Barack Hussein Obama for who he was in part, not wholly, folks, he didn't pull the curtain all the way back. It's interesting that they actually did an investigation through the IRS on Dinesh D'Souza, and Dinesh actually gave too much money to a candidate that was running for office in his respective states. And because of that, Obama's administration came down hard on him. And what happened is the judge, of course, was he was paid for from start to finish, bought and paid for. He took a gift that blinded the eyes, and they did something completely unprecedented. They threw him in prison for 8 months, Dinesh D'Souza, because they wanted to send the message that if you try to expose us for who we are, this is what we're going to do to you. Well, this time around, doing Hillary's America, I'm telling you what, friends, he's calling it for what it is this time around. He's calling Hillary Clinton who she is. She's a criminal. She's protecting her rapist husband. She's doing her best to deceive the American people into, as I've said so many times before, she's covering up her crimes of treason with Russia as she is selling uranium ore from under the feet of the landowners and ranchers out in Oregon, and Harry Reid, along with her, committing treason with the Chinese. Hillary Clinton committing treason with the Russians by selling off uranium ore from under their feet. This is all being exposed now. Now, folks, I do want to say that I told you so. We've been on top of this stuff for 6 months now as to what's going on here. And as far as the Clintons go, all the way back to the 90s, all the way back to the 70s, folks, these folks are appointed to destroy this country. There's no question about it. There is absolutely no way that they can cover up their crimes in America. How is it that she is trying to deceive the American people into believing that she's a legitimate candidate when, in fact, she is a criminal to the core, along with her administration and along with her husband? Now, what I want to tell you is on the sonsoflibertymedia.com, undercover video, Hillary Clinton delegate explains her deceptive propaganda to ban guns. Her delegates are telling on themselves, folks, undercover, of course, just telling these people that are undercover, that are videotaping them, as to how she does what she does. And she said concerning banning guns, she said that's all we have to do is talk about safety for our children and blank like that. And she said the public at large will buy it. Hey, America, are you buying it? Because you know as well as I do, every step of the way with the Clintons, folks, and in politicians in general, for the most part, there is no truth in them. How long are you going to let it go when, in fact, you know who they are? Be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt, and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over.
Well, actually, Control, I'm kind of bored.
I think you cut out, QL1. It sounded like you said you were bored.
That's affirmative, Control.
You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored?
It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes.
All right, you cut out for sure this time. Did you say I can get a mortgage approval in minutes?
That's right, Control. Minutes. Whether you're purchasing a new house or refinancing your existing home, Rocket Mortgage securely pulls your pay stubs and bank statements to build you a custom mortgage solution so you get exactly what you want.
Wow, that is exciting.
Yep, definitely better than months of dehydrated ice cream and powdered orange drink.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I'm looking over at other columns in sites that my columns are carried on, and I'm trying to get away from this, but you know, it's interesting because when you listen to, you know, again, going back to the conservative outlets or the counterfeit Christian outlets, they just want to keep talking around the elephant that's in the middle of the living room. It's like a dog. It's called circular reasoning. Let's just talk. Let's talk around the issues. Well, I just went over to one of our sites, friends, and it's Hillary VP picks dark ties to Islamists. Folks, do you not understand that you're being set up? And I'm sitting here with a smile on my face because, as I said during the first segment, there's absolutely nothing you can do to cover up the crimes of the Clintons, but yet they're trying to legitimize her, folks. And furthermore, she has absolutely no support that is not bought and paid for. When is it that the American people are going to respond? Because we don't need to sit around and talk anymore, America. Action speaks a lot louder than words. You're giving them more time to push this criminal back into the White House to sell America off to the highest bidder. Folks, she has been called out for crime after crime after crime, along with her husband, over and over and over and over again, and yet she is still there. What do you want to talk about, America? Should we talk about what it's going to be like for our kids because the American people wanted to talk rather than to deal with a criminal? I mean, folks, you've allowed Barack Hussein Obama to remain there. You've allowed George W. Bush to remain there. Then Bill Clinton, through Chinagate, committing the acts of treason with the Chinese, giving away American secrets to our secrets to the Chinese military. I mean, going back to George Bush Sr., folks, I mean, what is it that we should talk about? I mean, and yes, I'm being sarcastic, but I'm being serious about what I'm saying. What is it that we need to talk about? I mean, folks, they've already put these people in a position where I told you they'd put them. You know, you just heard during the first break, folks, that Bernie Sanders and his followers are angry because they found out that they've been duped every step of the way. And here's Bernie Sanders, who, by the way, was probably already bought and paid for before he even got into the race to hand it over to Hillary Clinton at the end of the day. But it's interesting, Bernie Sanders knows this. There's a polling fraud. He's admitted it. He was a little angry about it at the beginning, but now it seems to be okay. But Bernie's followers are now catching on to the fact that there's some major voter fraud going on. Of course there is. But America, you already knew that too. You know what you need to do? Seriously, if you're one of those that just want to go along to get along, and I'm not being smart, you need to turn the dial to listen to someone else magnify the problem. Because we don't need to talk about what the problems are anymore. We need to bring about the answers by dealing with those that are breaking the law, America. That's the results. And guess what? Everybody and their dog and cat and parakeet and hamster are talking around the elephant that's in the middle of the living room because they don't want to deal with the issues at hand. Isn't that right, America? You know, it's a good thing that our forefathers and 56 signers and 13 colonies, less than 3% of the population, believed God enough to respond to his commandments by keeping his commandments unto judgment so we could have peace within our gates because they established righteousness. It's a good thing they did it for us, isn't it, America? Because if they didn't do it for us, we wouldn't be here in the first place. And no, I want to let you know, politicians don't have the freedom to desecrate the memories of those that fought, bled, and died to give it. No, they don't have that. But America, as long as you want to sit around and talk around the issues, turn the dial. Listen to a different radio station. Because you seem to be led to go that direction time and time again. Because when it comes to responsibility, guess what? Most Americans are AWOL. Most Americans will say, well, that's your call. Most Americans will say, well, let someone else sacrifice for the freedoms for me and my children. Let somebody else do it. Is that now become the slogan for the American people that should take responsibility when it comes to those that are committing crimes against we the people? What, was it good enough for the veterans to go fight, bleed, and die, but it's not good enough for the American patriot, self-professed patriot, to stand up and magnify the laws that they themselves fought, bled, and died magnifying? Because that's exactly what this comes down to. And to be quite frank with you, friends, I get tired of getting up on the radio and magnifying the crime. Now, when I do it, friends, you always know the end is the responsibility part, and that's where I lose most people. Because most people don't want to have to take responsibility again to deal with the issues at hand. I mean, it is just so over the... Hey, folks, here's another one for you. Here I'll just highlight. Here's another criminal left to do at will what she wills to do. Justice Department not too busy to sue town over mosque. See, the Department of Justice has been swamped by the workload it has faced over the past several months, but they've not had time to deal with the illegal aliens that have not been processed. They could not, for some reason or another, look into the IRS and its treatment of law-abiding organizations. Neither did the Department of Injustice have time to look into Lois Lerner or into Fast and Furious or into... No, of course not, because the Attorney General, Eric Holder, at that particular time was guilty as H.E. double hockey sticks, right along with Barack Hussein Obama concerning Fast and Furious. And, of course, Benghazi, you know who's responsible for that, the administration that's in front of you today, along with the likes of the Clintons, because there is no difference between the two folks. They're in it together to destroy this country. So when we're talking about what's on sonsoflibertymedia.com, Justice Department not too busy to sue town over mosque, mask? Of course not, folks. They're not doing anything to stop the illegals coming into the United States of America. No, they're attacking, as I've shared with you so many times in the past, they're attacking anybody that actually abides by the laws of our constitutional republic, right? The Justice Department is taking a Pennsylvania town to court over a municipal board's denial of a zoning application for a mosque, accusing officials of discriminating against a local Muslim organization on the basis of religion. Folks, have you learned from history? Have you learned from Germany? Have you learned from France? Are you learning from Europe, friends, as to what this is all about yet? Or are you still, America, are you still trying to figure out what the problem is? Because I can tell you exactly what is going on to a T if you would like to hear it. Because I can tell you if you want to hear it. I just fear that some people just don't want the facts. Because every time, again, friends, when it comes down to laying responsibility at the feet of the American people, they want someone else to deal with the issues at hand. They want someone else to. They'll even go so far as to send their daughters and their sons to fight, bleed, and die against, fighting and dying against the very ideologies that, America, you're tolerating in the White House today. You hypocrites. You major hypocrites. Wow. Mass immigration is a slow stream of water persistently eroding the shores. It is masquerading as a humanitarian cause, but its true nature is the occupation of territory. Read Deuteronomy 28:15-68. You'll understand what's going on. In one way or another, you're going to see it that way because that's what's coming to pass right now. Mass immigration is a slow stream of water persistently eroding the shores. It is masquerading as a humanitarian cause, but its true nature is the occupation of territory. Why? Because you're allowing the likes of the Clintons to sell everything that we have. It's also interesting to note, if I might rewind just a moment, when I was watching a Dinesh D'Souza documentary as well, which I thought was pretty decent. As a matter of fact, if you get some time, go check it out. Start out a little slow, but I'll tell you what, it started getting right on smack. And I'll tell you what, it was also interesting to note that during that documentary, it was talking about how Barack Hussein Obama is weakening America's military. He's pulling down our defenses as China and Russia are strengthening theirs. And now we have Harry Reid doing business with the Chinese and Barack Hussein Obama and the Clintons selling uranium ore, criminalizing Americans who are trying to wake up others to what they're doing, namely the Clintons selling uranium ore that doesn't belong to them, to the Russians. Folks, that again, let me just give you the definition, is treason. That's treason, America. Again, I just want you to understand the severity of what is going on in your country. Oh, that's so scary. That's so scary. Hey, folks, they're more afraid of the fact that you might figure out what's going on than you need to be afraid of them. Remember, these colors don't run, right? We don't take counsel from our fears. Perfect love casts us out all fear. We love our country and we love our God and our brothers. So tell you what, we're going to overlook fear by loving on each other and standing up and fighting for what has been given unto us. Going to come right back with David Fisher from Landmark Gold.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession and the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with the Gold Silver Group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-296-7032 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group and find out how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. All transactions are privately delivered and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-296-7032. 800-296-7032.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, we have our friend David Fisher from LandmarkGold.com with us today. And how are you, David? Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, my friend.
I'm doing great, Bradley. Thanks for having me on your program. There's been a lot of crazy things happening in the world since I was on your program last month, and not only here in the United States with people doing ISIS-related things, but also just the volatility of the markets and you know, is things getting fixed or not?
Yeah, exactly. You know, what's interesting is this just came to my aid right when we picked up during this segment here, and it was interesting to note. You know, I had a friend just recently say, you know, I want to post good news. I want to put up a website of just good news, and it's going to be, everything's going to be good. And I said, well, I'll tell you what, when we first started sonsoflibertymedia.com 3 years ago, we wanted to interject something good that took place in the United States every single day, regardless of an act of compassion, charity, whatever the case is. We just wanted a feel-good video, and we wanted to show people not to lose hope, and that was the end aim there. And, you know, without further ado and putting this into a nutshell for you, it's interesting to note that I had to say back to that person, people don't want to hear the good news. They don't want to hear the good news, though they say they do. Well, the fact of the matter is, David, we could have good news in the United States of America every single day if we all acted in concert to bring about resolve concerning the issues at hand. And that's what we need to do. As a matter of fact, that is the church's business, is to bring about the answers. But it's interesting to note on the other side of that, again, what we have found is most people don't even want to hear about it.
You know, I think people don't want to hear about the bad news either. They want medium, middle of the road. It's kind of like the Church of Laodicea. You're neither hot nor cold. And it's like they don't want really, really, really good news, and they don't want really, really bad news. Just kind of, you know, they want not a big roller coaster. And, you know, life doesn't work that way. News is news, whether there's good or bad. Truth is truth, and then there's non-truth. And we have a lot of non-truths happening out there in the world trying to make it truth, and that's the problem, I say. They're blurring what truth really is.
Yeah, and I want to add one more thing to that, and we'll get to the topic here. You know, my ministry is based on getting the job done. It always has been. And my son asked me one day, Dad, how many times have you spoken publicly? And I said, probably 1,500 times. And I said, when I first got into ministry, honey, I said, I wanted to be a part of the answer, not a part of the problem. And that is the legacy that I have left thus far. And again, in saying that, I do know, I mean, I love hearing good news. And it's very far and few between that we get a whole lot of it. But going back to one of the statements that you just made to the Laodicean church, and actually Revelations chapter 3, isn't it interesting? He said, either you're hot or you're cold. He said, if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. And then he said, behold, I knock at the door. He said, if you hear, open the door. And then he said, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. So that was the answer that heaven gave those that are in the middle road. We call them in-betweenites here, David. They're putting themselves in between a rock and a hard place, and it's not a good place to be. So anyways, David, with saying all that to say this, last time we had you on the radio program, we were talking about the updates on the Britain exiting the European Union. What is the update since the last time that we talked concerning Britain exiting the European Union?
Well, they're still wanting to do it. They've had a change of leadership, in essence, the prime minister. But there's a lot of uncertainty that became certain. This reminds me of, you know, how history repeats itself. When there's bad news that come out, then it gets blanketed over. But, you know, they thought the world was going to fall apart. Some people, financially speaking, it was going to go through a major challenge. But it didn't, because the central bank planners made sure that there were what you call safety nets or a cushion there for us. And what happened, the Bank of England, the chief Bank of England, Mark Carney, pledged to provide an extra $345 billion to their financial system. And then on the coattails of that, the equivalency of that person in the European Central Bank, Mario Draghi, he's the head of it, said, quote, we're ready for all contingencies, end quote. And he's referring to the Brexit, you know, Britain exiting the euro. So he's saying, we're all ready, so don't worry. And then the Fed chairman, Janet Yellen, chimed in and said, you know, this justifies now a cautious approach to interest rate policy, meaning that they're not going to raise rates here in the short term. So the three major sources, Britain, the euro, and the United States, the Fed, all chimed in, didn't really do anything except for Britain put money into the system, but the others two didn't do anything, and they just said everything's going to be okay, which is a mirror image of what happened in 2008 when they said everything is okay when Bear Stearns started to fall apart. But Bear Stearns was saying, look out, we're not the only entity, and it unraveled, and we saw Lehman Brothers go under as a result of this. And to put in, like, I might sound like a broken record, to put it in perspective, last time we were on your program, we were talking about Deutsche Bank. It's actually worse today than a month ago, and the numbers of it is coming out, of the facts, which are pretty startling. They are four times bigger than Lehman Brothers by employment status, and they're three times larger by asset status, yet they're four times larger in debt status. So they are in an environment government where there's no way possible, because it's illegal, they cannot get a bailout. They can't not, in other words, the European Union can't give the bank, Deutsche Bank, which is the largest European bank and possibly the largest bank and one of the larger banks in the world. They're the size of JP Morgan, to put it in perspective, which is probably our largest United States bank. They're equivalent to that, and they're in financial trouble. They got a rating of BBB on June 9th. 2 days before that, their two top CEOs stepped down. That's how their system is structured. You know, two people that head up that bank. Both of them stepped down. So they got a downgrading in their credit worthiness, in other words, how stable they are, to BBB, which is the same level that Lehman Brothers was downgraded 3 months before they collapsed. So this, we're going to see some major problems, and this will come back. I call it the boomerang effect. I know we got to go to a break here pretty soon, but what we threw over to Europe in 2008 was bad loans, toxic loans, they call it, and they bundled it with a few good loans, and they made them come across to all the investors in Europe that these were great loans, and we sent over the toxic asset over there. They've had problems for ever since trying to manage those loans and make money out of it. Plus, they got their own bad loans, and it's going to come back, boomerang back to us in the United States, and because we live in a global society, and if we have that bank go under. According to the International Monetary Fund, just recently, within a month, they said this is the largest systemic bank in the world. So that means we're interconnected. So systemic means the domino effect. It will affect other areas and other banking systems. So we're not immune from this. And as Christians, we need to be aware that we could see another 2008 brewing that will this time come from Europe, not from America.
And so the impact will be?
Well, 2008, we saw stocks go down 20% to 40%. We saw real estate. I could see that again. We saw real estate go down about the same. I don't think I'm going to see it that much because we're not leveraged like we were before, and we didn't have a big run-up recently in U.S. real estate like we did before. We saw gold go up 72% the first year. I think we'll probably see that somewhere around that again if we see these things, because we're in a major bull market. Gold has already moved 25% year to date. It's signaling there is a problem on the horizon. That's what this does. Tells us when international banks and large hedge funds buy that much amount of gold to cause gold to move up 25% so far, not even in a year. So we're on the verge of something possibly happening. And I say, you know, get diversified, get some gold in your portfolio. We could see some bail-ins. Italy's having a major problem. Their largest, the oldest and largest bank, well, excuse me, not the largest, they used to be, the oldest bank in the world is in financial trouble. It's out of Italy. And they're saying that they might go under, or they might do a bail-in. On large financial news, CNBC, they were talking about actually and bail in the country of Italy, which a third of their depositors would have their money seized. It's crazy with these times we're living in, and I've been saying we're going to go through these things a few years ago on national radio and been writing about it. And my report is the fifth printing, the fifth edition, and it just continues. We're not getting closer to getting safer, getting closer to more risk.
Well, let me ask you the obvious question, David. Who is the responsible party to put a ceiling on what we're continuously seeing through the banking systems globally?
Well, there's no entity that, I mean, the International Monetary Fund, that's a great question, is not a policing agency. So there is no entity, and this allows these banks to do that. But we have guidelines in the United States that the Fed is supposed to use and comply and have banks comply with, but they're not holding banks to what the law was said, called the Dodd-Frank Act, passed in July of 2010. So it's crazy. The Dodd-Frank Act, and, you know, we can talk about this after the break, but that is the law in the United States, but it's not being implemented for the banking system, but it's certainly being implemented for the consumer.
So where you lower the law, then you dim the light by which man perceives his own guilt. So if the American people, for example, will not enforce the law concerning those that are in the banking systems, then they're going to just go ahead and do whatever they want to do. Is that what this is coming to?
That's what this is coming to, and this is before Congress just recently, and those questions were asked. You're required by law to initiate the Dodd-Frank Act in the banking system. What are the ramifications of those?
David Fisher, Landmark Gold, get right back to you on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Ray Comfort from The Way of the Master and From the Living Waters. I love Bradley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background in rock music gives him instant rapport with this generation. And so we need more Christians just like Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Is there a secret Christian rapture coming? Are planes going to fall from the sky when folks are raptured away? We built a website called thebiblesaysthat.org. It sheds light on misguided religious doctrine and challenges modern traditions. It helps you find your own answers straight from your own Bible. What you've been taught might not actually be in the Bible. This site cuts through the religious clutter. Come join the discussion and prove it to yourself at thebiblesaysthat.org.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Talking to David Fisher from LandmarkGold.com. LandmarkGold.com. If you'd like to give him a call, please do. 1-877-448-2646. Again, LandmarkGold.com. 1-877-448-2646. David, thank you for holding over really quick. And I get these questions going on in my head. As to how we would bring about resolve concerning the issues at hand. The next question I would ask you is, as Christians, the Bible talks about throwing your gold in the streets as being worthless. Can you explain exactly what you mean by that?
Yeah, I get a lot of believers that, you know, want to do the right thing. They want to be good stewards of their money. They want to protect their money. They see all the economic challenges. They see gold going up, and they see the need for it. And then once in a while, a person gets stumbled on the scripture that refers to throwing your gold and silver in the streets. And so they don't want to be disobedient. They respect the Lord. So how do they process that? And so I share with them this, and I'll do in a very short, condensed version. You know, back when the scripture scriptures were written, you know, we didn't know what a black helicopter looked like. We didn't know where missiles were or you know, airplanes in the sky. Yet we have those, and the Lord knew, but people who were inspired by the Holy Spirit wrote what they saw in visions and being stirred by God to write books on the end times. So just so there's a, we have to go back to some of the Greek and the gold. First of all, gold and silver, land and cattle were the four biblical investments. Gold and silver was a store of wealth, and it's been a store of wealth for 6,000 years. It was the monetary system, gold and silver. They didn't have paper money back then. There was not, the system was always, like the book of Leviticus, based upon just weights and measures. And our Constitution, when it was set up, took the monetary system and took it right out of the book of Leviticus and based it upon just weights and measures. We moved away from that by creating paper money. Paper money is the anti-God financial system, if you will, and that sounds strong to say it that way, but it is. It's not going with biblical principles, and I'm not against paper money. We all have it. We all use it. It's part of the system. But when the Bible talks about throwing gold and silver in the streets, it's saying throwing your money in the streets because it's devalued. And the Greek scripture or the Greek picture is where it's a worm is eating away. It's cankering it away. There's also another reference to another Greek word where it says rusted. Well, gold can't rust. The components of gold is impossible to have rust. But our money, rust means it's devalued. Cankerworm is being eaten away. So the money system, so throwing your gold and silver in your street, take out that, throw your paper money in the street because it's become worth a lot less. So that's why you hedge it, a money system, against gold and silver by having it in your own portfolio.
Gotcha. Well, that was found in James 5:3, by the way, if that other reference you were looking for by any chance. That's exactly right.
Exactly.
Okay, so that's exactly right. Last time you talked about a bail-in, please explain the bail-in, since this could be a huge concern. So is our money really safe in our banks and our IRAs or 401ks? Is it really?
The short answer, no. And that's a scary statement to say.
Yes.
Because since 2008, they changed the legal ownership of your money. This is very important that Christians understand this. As believers, and even non-believers, we don't own our money anymore by law, according to the Dodd-Frank Act. So this gives the right for the institution to seize the asset and use it. And this is on a government website that's clearly in law. The second part of the Dodd-Frank Act is the part that they didn't implement, and that is holding banks accountable for leveraging of money, which is what brought the system down. In other words, being too risky in your bank and not enough cash on hand or having a plan to get out of this risk environment of this trade that you did, how will you unwind it? So they're failing in being too big. They're getting an F in that. They're getting an A in having enough money on hand, but they're getting an F in how you unwind if you get into problems. So if we have this trickling down effect from another bank or a U.S. bank causing this, it's going to be the domino effect. And this is why it's very imperative to have some gold in your portfolio, because this time around, more than likely, they are going to seize our assets, implement the Dodd-Frank Act, and take a portion of them. They're not going to take all of them. They're going to give you something in return. It's a piece of paper saying we're going to pay you back over time. So there's something brewing. I feel it in my spirit. A lot of believers who I talk to, they sense something is not quite right. We're in a year of an election. There's an uncertainty greater than ever in the history of our country and possibly the world, that we have not fixed this financial system. Our leaders haven't. And one entity, possibly Deutsche Bank, possibly the largest bank, Pontius Dion Pache, could be the other bank. I butchered the name. But something is going to cause this thing to happen. It happens every 7 or 8 years, some sort of a correction. But these last This last correction was a major one because there's massive leverage. There's more leverage today than then, so we could have another 2008 all over again. And this is why you got to pull some money off the table.
So, well, I got to ask this. This begs the question, David. How is it law to violate the law when they're using the law against the law? And I'm not being funny in any sense of the word. How is it that these people can get away with what you just explained to us?
It's happened in every lifetime, in every culture, that they've changed the guidelines in their civilization. And it ends up the same way every time, a massive downturn of civilization. I follow their country, and that's the way we are going, the way of Rome, in every way, morally, ethically, financially, politically, on our banking system, to our laws. We just have more eloquent ways of putting it.
And it starts with morality. Of course, when you depart from God, this is what you can expect.
Yeah.
And that's why we are in the predicament that we're in. So, David, so why Landmark Gold?
Well, there's lots of companies out there. To say I'm the only one would be not forthright and would not be ethical. But we're
Well, you're the only one I trust, David. You're the only one I trust.
I'm the only one that you've ever endorsed financially on your program on a financial company. I'm the only one you've ever allowed even on your show, and thank you for that. So obviously your listeners, as you said before, there was a lot of testing that you put me through, and I passed them all, otherwise we wouldn't continue this relationship. It's because we're of the same spirit. We are the same mindset. We see the same things, maybe from a different angle, but we hear and see and feel the fall of our country. It's happening to us. And so we have that in spirit. But beyond that, in addition to that, we operate by the same set of ethics. We operate by the same set of beliefs. So this is what separates us from many other gold companies. I could talk for a full segment, an hour long on your program, just about us, how we're different. If we sound like I'm bragging, being braggadocious, and I don't mean to be that because it would sound like pride. But there's many companies buy metals, and everybody that calls and gets pressured. None of our people that call into our company, there's zero pressure, absolutely none. There's no motivation. We offer education and service and treat people out of respect and dignity and give them the right tools to see what's going on. We feel that people can make decisions on their own, and we'll help them with that. And then we put them in the right product that's best for them based upon an interactive conversation. But there's critical news coming, getting ready to come. And I can't encourage people enough to get this report called the bail-in, the coming bail-in report, on what's getting ready to happen.
Folks, if you want to get a hold of David Fisher, please give him a call at 1-877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. Again, David Fisher, 1-877-448-2646. landmarkgold.com. David, we have about 20 seconds left. I will give them up to you, sir. It's all yours.
What you're feeling in your spirit is take advantage of it. Listen to it. It usually tells the future in an ordinary way. And just remember, if you take care of your money now, it's going to be there down the road to take care of you.
We appreciate you, my friend. Very much, folks. Again, David Fisher, landmarkgold.com, 1-877-448-2646, 1-877-448-2646. Again, landmarkgold.com. Folks, we love you by what we'll do and what we are doing. 1 John 3:18, deeds, not words. We will talk to you in 23. See ya!
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.